From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A 30-year-old youth football conference in the Boston area has broken up amid charges of poor sportsmanship, rule-breaking, and racism. Six teams from mostly white suburbs pulled out, complaining that conference rules favored the mostly black urban teams. The city teams say the suburban teams are just tired of losing. NPR's Anthony Brooks has the story.
This story is about arcane rules that govern who plays youth football, at what age, and at what weight, about suburban fears of the inner city, and about what happens to a kid's game when adults disagree. On a warm, golden afternoon last week in the Boston suburb of Needham, parents sat on lawn chairs watching their kids play baseball on a lush green field. Some of these kids played football in the Bay State Conference of the Pop Warner League, including Cheryl Rattay's son, Case. She says there's no racial tensions when the mostly black urban teams play the mostly white suburban teams, but she supports leaving the conference because she says the city kids play too rough and sometimes engage in unsportsmanlike behavior, including...
After the guy's down, kicking him, that kind of thing, there were a lot of holding on to the face shield. The teams in the inner city definitely play dirtier than the kids out here.
Rattay also says she's afraid to go into parts of the city to attend games. Such fears were heightened last summer when an 11-year-old Boston kid was shot and wounded during a Pop Warner practice in a city park.
We got lost getting back from there and went into an area that I knew wasn't safe. There was no question. The fact that I was that close to an area that was that unsafe made me feel like I didn't want to go back there.
The decision by the suburban teams to leave the conference angered the Boston teams, who met in a city park at the end of last week to talk about it. Among them was Jonathan Gates, president of the Mattapan Patriots.
The only reason that I'm upset, I believe it was more of an attack on a race in a society. When you said it's unsafe, is it any fair to say that we don't want our kids to be safe to play when your kids come into play? That means that we as people of color, no matter what, or the inner city, don't care that our kids get hurt.
But Mike Libertini, vice president of the suburban Needham Wellesley team, says race did not drive his decision to quit.
It's not about race, and it's not about us not wanting to play teams. It's about not wanting to be in Pop Warner anymore. And safety is a huge issue.
Under Pop Warner rules, kids can't play if they weigh more than 150 pounds. But Libertini says the urban teams end up with older players than the suburban teams. That's because many of the older kids in the suburbs leave the league to play in high school, while the urban kids stay in Pop Warner as long as they can, because their high school football programs are more limited. Again, Mike Libertini.
My last vision of Pop Warner was having my 13-year-old kid taken off the field because he was playing against competition that, yeah, they were better, but not only were they better, they were older than him. Because the bottom line is you get a kid that's 16 years old, I don't care if it's one or two. We got 12-year-olds on that team. I mean, it's just not a match.
Suburban teams complained of derogatory racial comments by the Boston teams, that they practice year-round and stack their clubs with the best players, a violation of Pop Warner rules which require that all kids get a chance to play. The Boston teams deny that and say the suburban teams are just tired of losing. Here's Jonathan Gates of the Mattapan Patriots.
The bottom line is before these city teams started, they were beating us and they were getting all the championship. All of a sudden now we have the championship trophies and they can't take them. And to me, this is a step back of what has been accomplished since 1960 up until today.
Al Perillo, the Pop Warner regional director, who tried but failed to keep the conference together, is also disappointed.
Well, I think the teams from the suburbs are making a mistake. I think one of the things Pop Warner likes, and I'm very much in favor of, is getting the kids from the inner city out to the suburbs. You know, America today is a melting pot. So the earlier we get our kids exposed to that, Spanish kids, black kids, the better off we are.
The six suburban teams have joined another league where they'll play only each other, while the Boston teams will shift to another Pop Warner conference. But the Bay State Conference and the effort it represented, bringing suburban and urban kids together for a game of football, is dead. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.